Every week, a guest draws a card from NPR's Wildcard deck and answers a big question about their life. Brandi Carlile says that in order to write her new album, she had to retreat from the version of herself on stage.
I love to entertain. I sang background vocals for an Elvis impersonator from the time I was like a teenager. And I love Elvis Presley. And I love like the great entertainers who they have a grandiosity about them and a sparkliness. But there's also a selflessness in setting self aside to entertain.
The new album is Returning to Myself. Carlile spoke with Wildcard host Rachel Martin.
What have you found surprising about getting older?
What I found surprising about getting older is that I really like it. I like the way it feels in my heart and mind. I like the way I look. I like the way my face looks. I don't think I love being young or having that kind of chaos meteor tail behind me, you know? And I got a lot of older friends. And so I can see the end of the road. I know what it looks like.
And that doesn't wig you out? That doesn't intimidate you?
I mean, I'm terrified of like death, and I'm not a big mortality zen person. But I do like it. I do like getting older.
Yeah.
A lot. Do you?
I feel ambivalent about
it. Do you?
I'm a little older than you are, Brandi Carlile, and things start to happen to a woman's body. And there are parts of the aging process that really suck.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I do hurt.
I mean,
the aches and pains, that's a
weird
bummer.
Joint pains.
That's a bummer. I know what you
I'm
mean.
I'm like super scratchy on my back all of a sudden.
Scratchy?
Yeah.
On your back.
I don't know. There's all kinds of weird symptoms with menopause. I digress. But I do like being in a place where I don't care so much.
Yeah, that's the best.
It's really a freeing thing, you know? I want to wear weird clothes to my kids'
Dude,
baseball
same.
Games.
All that is better than not being sore, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like...
It is. It outweighs like, yeah. the downsides of the aging right now for me, too.
Right.
I guess. You talk me into it.
Yeah, just embrace the heating pad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do. I have three heating pads now. Three.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm not trying to name drop, but my friendship with Annie Lennox consists of us sending each other pictures of our heating pads and our bed before we go to sleep in random hotel rooms. When I met Alanis Morissette in May, she's sent me three heating pads since I met her. She's got like all of these heating pads that she recommends.
Come on!
Yeah, that girl is all about like taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the heating pad is a magical, magical thing that more people should understand and use on a regular basis.
Underrated. And they can go anywhere. Commercial flights. I mean,
totally.
People look at you funny. Just take them out, plug them in, and just be comfortable.
That is a great idea.
I know.
It may be the most important thing I've learned today.
Yeah.
You can watch a longer conversation with Brandi Carlile by searching for @NPR Wildcard on YouTube. Her new album, Returning to Myself, is out now.